In the heart of what was once the rugged, unyielding Republic of Texas, Governor Greg Abbott stands exposed as a willing participant in the quiet handover of the Lone Star State.
As long as I'm governor of this great state, Texas will be a land for the Indian community, a land for
Abbott's recent directive freezing new H-1B petitions for state agencies and universities now rings hollow.
Governor Abbott made the announcement directing all public universities and state agencies to freeze new H-1B visa applications. Governor Abbott was on the Mark Davis radio show talking about his plan.
What job is it in public schools in the state of Texas that these H-1B visas personnel are fulfilling that we can't fulfill here in our own public schools? I mean, those are exactly the types of questions that we're looking at.
A superficial gesture after years of courting the very demographic overhaul now transforming Texas suburbs into Little India.
Now, I wanted to come to this area because as you guys can see behind me, this is a residential area and you have this very large, very intricate temple that is in this location where you quite frankly would not expect it. And one of the first things I saw when we got here was a huge pile of shoes outside because you cannot wear shoes inside the temple. So you have a lot of people that are walking around this area barefoot. And I actually went inside myself because I wanted to go check it out. And when you get inside, you see people worshiping multiple deities. And the one that did stick out to me was the area where people were going to pray for blessings of health and also for work visas. Now we're in Frisco, Texas, and going back to that changing demographic, back in 2010, you had about 10% Asian or Indian population in this area. That has since surged to over 30%. And on top of that, Texans telling me as well that some of these school districts now primarily are made up of demographically Asian students. So this is one of the ways that the culture is changing up here. You have multiple Hindu temples all over the DFW area.
Multiple H-1B linked companies registered to single addresses have funneled donations to Frisco, Texas's first Indian mayor.
Take a look at this room of full of concerned citizens. They want you to answer questions about why some of the mayor's biggest donors are Indians that don't live in Frisco. Is it because the mayor's real estate business, or is he being bought out to ignore an Indian takeover? Why are people with multiple H-1B companies registered to one address donating to Frisco's first Indian mayor? We know Fortune 100 companies are employing foreigners on H-1B visas, but why are Indians in Frisco opening up their own businesses tied to H-1B? It's not a coincidence that Frisco's Indian population exploded 4,510% and there's potential visa fraud here.
The H-1B program landed in Texas with the 1990 Immigration Act, sold as a narrow fix for specialized skill shortages. What followed was a flood, especially from India, turning tech corridors and booming suburbs into outposts of chain migration and wage arbitrage.
I came here on H-1B 2004. Everybody was Americans. But the fast forward, now you don't see any Americans.
Where are you from?
Hyderabad.
Hyderabad. Hyderabad.
I'm from India.
I'm from India.
Where in India? Hyderabad?
Why do you think Frisco became such a big hub for Indians?
They have their own community here.
No, it's not like that.
Not like that here in Frisco?
No.
Motherland India or Texas, USA?
Oh, obviously Motherland India.
Obviously Motherland India.
Hyderabad, of course.
Really? Did you come here on H-1B?
Yeah. I'm on H-1B.
H-1B?
Yeah.
You're H-1B?
Yeah.
Working here at
7-Eleven? Yeah.
We need more or less H-1B people here?
We need a lot less. I have two master's degrees. I was making over $100,000 a year. They said, you're too expensive. We're going to hire Indians.
You know, in looking into some of these companies, I think there may be more than meets the eye. Why not check in and see what we find?
This one is Tech Bits on the LCA. We've got two 2025 workers on site. I don't think anyone is here at Tech Bits.
This is colonization. This isn't immigration. The Indian loyalty remains overseas. Cultural enclaves form parallel economies, and American families get priced out or pushed aside. This isn't stewardship. It's selling Texas out. While private sector H-1B abuse rolls on unchecked, the governor's cozy relationship with the Indian community betrays the very people who built Texas. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
I'm holding in my hands
two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine, nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria of the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available at DalsonStore.com, the very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you got to do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. TheOptionStore.com to get T3, now available, and methylene blue at TheOptionStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with Rex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
You know, we're dealing with such an incredible news day, as we usually are, and I think about the use of that word. And unbelievable as well. You have incredible, meaning not credible, and you have unbelievable, meaning like literally not believable. And that's because the situation right now is so insane that it like breaks your suspension of disbelief. It's like thinking that you're inside the movie Dune or something. But this is the reality of all the events that are transpiring, the things we're talking about right now. It's cloud cuckoo town, as my dad often says on the show. But I want to hear what y'all have to say about what me and Anthony are discussing and about what I discussed earlier. If there's any one of those topics that comes to your mind, tell the people screening the calls. I want to take your calls right now. I'm going to go ahead and read out the number, the phone number. I'm going to read out 1-877-789-2539. That's the toll-free number to join. 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. We'll throw the key up there. We'll leave the key up there just for a little bit. Let's go back to Anthony Graffio. Anthony, what's on your mind now coming back into the third hour?
Well, yeah, you just made a great point. It's like we're living in the upside down. You know,
yes.
It's like everything, you know, that's been cultivated to this point, especially if somebody like your father that's been talking about this for how long, right? Like,
right.
He must be so vindicated in so many ways, right? To see all of these quote unquote conspiracies becoming true before our eyes, especially somebody that is like a Christian seeing this and realizing that they're trying to like fake this prophecy and that the people that are in control of our government are absolutely insane.
Yes.
This like believing in this, like we need to bring in the third temple and all these things like are absolutely cuckoo, like you said. And you know, Pete Hegseth, like being just such a war criminal, and
yes.
Donald Trump being such a war criminal.
Yes.
It's depressing to watch. It's like, and the people that cheer it on and the people that are like, oh, F around and find out, like those people are disgusting to me.
They didn't know about FAFO.
As traitors.
Yeah. No, seriously.
I see them as traitors.
It's not cool to cheer for the destruction of the world. Okay. Like, it's really not, but let's see. So this has been going on for, is it close to 40 days or whatever now? They'll say the ceasefire or whatnot. We hope that goes through. Pray it goes through. Currently, it's not going through because of what's going on in Lebanon right now. Like the conflict still rages on. People are still being bombed and killed in mass every single day. Everyone was telling me at the beginning, Anthony, maybe you remember this online from the discourse, because I know you're always monitoring the situation as well. When you initially came out against the war, when I initially came out against the war, people would just at me and would throw images in Twitter of the 1973 War Powers Act, screenshots of it, file, whatever, and be like, you don't know how military work and he have the right to do this, blah, blah, blah. So it's all up to this like arbitrary line, and they can like rape, pillage, murder, destroy, do whatever, all up until this point, right? And then, this arbitrary line, then it becomes illegal. No. It was illegal the whole time. It was illegal in Vietnam. It was illegal in Yugoslavia. It was illegal in Iraq. It was illegal in Iraq again. It was illegal in Afghanistan. It's all illegal all the time. Illegal in Ukraine. You name it. If we're involved in it, it's against international law, right? Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, for sure. We've broken the Geneva Convention in so many ways. It's like,
the Geneva Suggestion. Yes.
Yeah, the suggestion. Exactly. And it's just, you know, the really sad thing is the people that are actually like going along with this. Like you guys are really like hurting yourself.
Hurting the country as well.
Well, definitely hurting the country, but hurting yourself salvation wise, like agreeing with death like this and children dying and glassing an entire nation and every crazy thing that Donald Trump has said to this point is just, you know, it's really heartbreaking to watch my nation go through this because of Israel. You know, we need to completely separate ties. And there, you know, as much as I want to have the white pill and say that there's going to be a ceasefire, there's never going to be a ceasefire if Israel has any kind of munitions or any kind of money that's coming from the United States. Wow. We need to cut off completely. Wow. We need to separate. We need to be isolationist in this, because if not, it's just going to continue.
Like, it's not our fight. All we got to do is stop funding the murder. Let's see what calls we got on the board. Interested to see what you guys have to say. I can't wait to hear from y'all. Rex Jones, Anthony Graffio on the American Journal. But here's the thing. We're going to take a variety of calls. The theme universally from people, Anthony, is they demand solutions. And that's why, like, the solution you just talked about, what I'm talking about right here, it's very easy. All we have to do is pull the funding. That's all we have to do, is it not?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that will literally solve so many problems for us right there alone.
Right. I mean, that's just a no-brainer. It's easy, low-hanging fruit thing to do. And you think about it, like, that's what I thought he would do, at least in Ukraine on day one. But he seems to be, talking about Trump here, he seems to be just totally unable to extricate himself from any sort of conflict. I want to go into this article here and get your thoughts on this little domestic policy, but it's downstream of what's been going on. Republican fears grow as Democrats notch special election wins. This is from AP News publication. The bluntest assessment of Republican failures during this week's elections in Wisconsin came from one of their own. "We got our butts kicked," said U.S. Rep. Tom Tiffany, who was running for governor. He was referring to Democratic victories and campaigns for the Wisconsin Supreme Court and at the mayor's office in Waukesha, or however you say it, a conservative suburb outside Milwaukee. But some Republicans were also rattled by a special election in Georgia where their candidate to replace MTG in Congress won by a much slimmer margin than the party enjoyed in the past. Taken together, the swings from red to blue add more data points to an increasingly clear picture of Democrat momentum heading into November midterms. In rural, urban, red, blue, Democrats have overperformed everywhere, said Jared Leopold, the Democratic consultant, who has a number of clients. They're calling this a red alarm for Republicans. I think this is pretty plain and clear and obvious to see. The Republicans are cooked. And this is why we have, and just to mention the fool, the quartering, this is why we have him waddling around, making another appearance, saying like, "Oh, they're saying the party is dead. They're the ones, they're the losers." No, bro, you're going to be the one with no home in 2 years because you don't have a single original political thought in your brain, your mind. You just have this slavish loyalty to this party that's really sold out and betrayed the country, has it not?
Yeah, for sure. I think one of the things that we talked about on the show one night was Tim Pool saying that he's wearing the boot. No, nobody's wearing the boot.
Oh yeah. So Tim Pool is like, oh, like in reference to the very tragic killing of Renee Good, the lady in the car on the ice thing. Tim Pool goes, "Oh, you think I have a boot on my neck? You think I'm kissing a boot? It's my boot. I'm stomping on the ground." And it's just like, it's, come on, bro. It's like 2-year-old behavior.
Yeah, you're not a part of the elite. They don't care about us at all.
Right.
This is, and the midterms and all that, you know, I think the two-party system needs to end completely. I think
sure.
that we need actual America first, actual people that are going to lead us away from any of these foreign conflicts and any of these foreign piggy banks. That's what they really are. Like Ukraine
sure.
and Israel are piggy banks, and they are dry, like sucking us dry. And there's so many problems that are in our own country. I mean, you can go to Kensington in Philadelphia and it's a zombie land. There's people dying in the middle of the streets, an open air drug market. Like, we need to fix these things. Go to Baltimore. The houses are falling down. Like
right.
our infrastructure needs to be completely fixed before we give billions to trillions of dollars to other countries.
Yeah, we can't rebuild. We can't rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge, but we can go, you know, spend $50 billion blowing up another country. Can't take care of the homeless veterans, can't take care of the kids, can't take care of the poison in the food and the atmosphere, the chemtrail, none of it. And here's the thing. They were elected to actually do something about it because that's what they said that they were going to do. That had never happened before. Okay, because it always just before had been like, oh, we're going to lie to you even about the problems you have and say you don't know the problems. They admitted the problems that we had. They talked about Epstein. They talked about the wars. They talked about inflation, talked about putting America first. They lied about it all. But in that, we do have to take solace that we do really have the blueprint for, like, okay, you can get a very large portion of people around that idea, at least nominally. And even if a lot of them were converted kind of into like the kind of the same thing as like the liberals do, where it's just kind of the cult of personality and the worship, it is going to be, I think, long term. He's kind of a faulty prototype, like a broken blueprint that got corrupted. But there will be, you know, somebody that embodies that real identity going forward, because there's a hunger for it. In the American population, actually take America first and not do these things, right?
Yeah, for sure. But it's going to be very hard for the American people to trust anybody at this point.
Sure.
You know, like, it's just going to be because they're going to think that they're connected to some foreign interest. You know, somebody is bankrolling them. You know, like, even like people like James Fishback and all these other people are questioning him. He might be like an actual amazing person, but.
Wow.
You're never going to get that trust, man. You're never going to get that trust because the trust has been completely broken. The only people that's still trusting the government right now are the people that are part of this. I call it a MAGA spell. You know, they're under an illusion.
Well, we had Owen Benjamin on the show last night, or my dad had him on the show, excuse me. And I don't agree with Owen Benjamin on everything, but he's talking about the wizardry. Yeah. And I totally agree with the wizardry. Maybe go into that a little bit.
Well, Marina Abramović, who, like, we're all against, right? Like,
right.
The spirit cooking witch has literally said Donald Trump is a wizard and it's the best thing that ever happened that he won. So that should tell you what side he is on. You know, he's a part of this dark Kabbalist movement,
right,
where they believe in this stuff, man. They're Satanists. Like, it's a hard pill to swallow. Donald Trump is not a Christian,
right? And you're like, oh, well, they don't study the Talmud. Oh, well, why do they act like they do then? Why do they do what the book says?
Yeah. And I don't know if you've ever seen this, but the new ballroom that's coming, it's like literally the same blueprint as the Third Temple. So it's like they're throwing it in our face at
nice
this point. You know, it's insane.
Nice.
Yeah, man, it's literally insane.
We got a real problem here. Do we have fresh brisket on the board? Kind of like Bucky's, you know, where they had the brisket.
Yeah,
do we have collars on the board?
Are you asking me?
All right. We appreciate everybody that's on the line. Me and Anthony are going to talk to you. Really excited to take y'all's calls. Let's see who we got here. All right, let's take number five. What's your bone to pick? All right, what's MMN? MMN Levin from Philadelphia. What's on your mind?
Excuse me, it's MMN Levin, and that's short for Micro Mike. If you haven't heard of me,
it's the great Mark Levin. Go ahead.
That you can say that. I would choose to use a code name as M&M. But we can go Micro Mike. That's fine. It's a true story. I do have a micro penis.
Uh-oh.
But I'm not sure how that came out, but I'm going to call you T-Rex and see how you like that, Mr. Big Shot. But
dang.
I have a bone to pick with you. T-Rex takes that one in the yapper. But I have a bone to pick with you and your daddy. I have a daddy, and his daddy, and my daddy's name is Trump. And he listens to me all day long, everything I say and everything I do.
Oh, we know. He does. Why does he listen to you, Mark? Why are you so evil?
I am not evil. I am the greatest man to ever walk the earth other than Netanyahu. Okay?
Ooh.
You need to get that straight, mister. And Donald Trump is under a spell, and he will do everything we tell him to do. He was been under the spell since 2016. He came down that elevator, or an escalator, or whatever you call those things that you invented. And we have him under control. It's all been a big act. And that's, I'm telling you the truth, and you're just going to have to deal with it. That's point one.
Wow.
You want to hear my other point?
Yes, yes. No, one more point. Okay, we're going to other callers. You got to call into my I'm doing the American Journal starting next week on X on my morning platform. You got to call in. This is amazing. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mark. What else do you have?
Point two, even though I despise you and your father, Methylene Blue and T3 iodine work phenomenally. I take it every morning in my protein shake. I put a little bit of your creatine in there as well. And as much as I hate to say it, it's the best. Thank you for your products, but I hate you and your father with a passion, and we will win.
Oh, wow. Well, so, Mark, even though you hate us, you can't stand us, you hate that we want to end the wars, you can't deny we have phenomenal products on thealexjonesstore.com. Wow. I guess, like, the vampire has to tell the truth.
Sometimes you must tell the truth, even though it's hard for me to do it. But your product is phenomenal. But I can't stand you and your dad. You are the death of us.
Wow.
And I will not let it happen, and I will not let it stand anymore.
Well, you got to write more speeches for Sean Hannity, okay? You got to stay on the ball. You got to keep him locked in on target. Thank you so much, Mark Incredible. Levin from Philadelphia. What did you say, CJ? Someone's in my ear? All right, my bad. I apologize. I heard a little sound there. We're going to go to the next call. Let's go to Tim in California. All the things we could have spent money on instead of war. Great topic. What do you got?
Well, you're the one that teed it up there, Rex, and congratulations, as always. You guys are always just outstanding. And this has been a great, great week, but I'm just thinking, hey, we learned back in the Carrington event when it was just telegraph wires and stuff that God Almighty with the sun itself can create an EMP that will just burn up the telegraph lines, burn down the telegraph office.
Right.
And if we had an event like that today, it would destroy the world as we know it. We would all just, according to NASA, like 94 or 96% of us would die, like in just a handful of years. It's that bad. And yet, we do know mankind can also do this through, you know, low-tech, you know, nuclear weapons exploded at higher altitudes and so forth. But you get the idea. We could have hardened our electric grid for about $5 billion. Maybe today it's upwards of 7 or 8 or 9 billion, let's say. I don't know for sure, but the last time I checked, it was like $5 billion. You could harden our electric grid in this country to protect us in that event so that 94% of us don't have to die. And you know what? We didn't find the money, but the Somali pirates apparently could just in one of our 50 states. Well, they got $9 billion. They stole maybe upwards of $19 billion. I don't know. And they're not the only ones. I'm not picking on just Minnesota, although the governor did go to China like 20 or 30 times. Wow. That's not too cool, I don't think. That's from his own admission. Kind of a bit suspect there, if you ask me. But anyways, I know I'm just ranting, guys, but just holy cow.
No. You're 100% right. And I mean, you laid out the key thing there. I mean, we literally there's zero planning for tomorrow. America as a nation, it lives paycheck to paycheck, just passing more debt, rolling more debt on over, just spending more money on the military. At any point over the past 30 years, we could have just taken a 1 year break from all this murder and spent $1 trillion on defending infrastructure at home, eliminating parasites, protecting the country, reinforcing the roads, the infrastructure, the power grid, everything you describe. I mean, $11,500 for weeks on end being spent every single second on this conflict. Your thoughts, Anthony? We'll go to the next caller. Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that we should be funding our infrastructure, and I think we should be finding new fuel sources. I think like electricity and petrol it's kind of running its course here. I don't really know what that could be. Maybe hydrogen. There's water all over the place. Maybe we build hydrogen plants and, you know, are able to bring a new energy source, because I don't think like he said, it's very easy to just shut us down. Like one right. EMP, just imagine like right now, everything goes out. We're
it's
not prepared
over.
For that.
Yeah,
we're not prepared for that.
You're 100% right. It's also just keep gas in y'all's car, man. I know it's expensive. Like everybody's got to travel and work, but like seriously, now's the time to preserve your mobility, also storable food and stuff like that, super important as well. Let's go ahead and talk to Dean in Utah. Ideas on the pilot rescue. Dean, you're on the air.
Yeah. Anyway, I got kids, grandkids about your age and daughter about Alex's age. But I can prove this. This is a farce on this this rescue.
Okay.
Okay, so we went up 7,000 feet. Huh? So, you know how much snowpack is in Iran's mountains right now?
A ton, I assume.
Yeah.
A ton.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So, how did he get up there in that snow?
Also brutally wounded, apparently, as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then the C-1s stuck in the sand. How did they land them? They would have tipped over. You can't land a plane like that. You got to have a landing field.
Right.
This whole thing is a farce, just like the Charlie Kirk thing. I tell you what happened to Charlie Kirk. It was a CIA Mossad 5.56 exploding round that they can actually go around corners.
We appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Let's go to Jen in I'm not sure what district that is. Let's go to Jen. How are you doing? Caller number three.
Are you looking there? And I just moved. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. No, saying I'm Jen in 10 because I was Jen in Georgia before, and I moved to Tennessee just in December, so now I'm Jen in 10. But I was going to say that I believe that Trump is being MK Ultra'd, and I think that he is going through a deep state like brainwashing operation, to be honest, and it's working pretty well. I don't remember who that guy was that was on your dad's show, like toward the beginning of the administration, where he was talking about how Trump was taking, like after RFK Jr. started putting the warning labels necessary on the COVID vaccines, Trump kind of defied him and started taking them to show everybody, well, we should start taking these. Is it possible that they were injecting him with some kind of brainwashing serum or something, and now he's just kind of,
you know,
like
we've heard
well.
This from a lot of people, and me and Anthony, we do a show, and here's the thing, like Anthony, we get into all of it. We talk about the weather weapons, we talk about kind of the preordained stuff, the master plans behind things that might be happening. A lot of people point out that time, and for me, I look at Butler, Pennsylvania as like my watershed moment now, and I think that's truly where everything changed. But the theory from a lot of people about him switching up, so to speak, after the vaccine, that's a very prevalent theory. Your thoughts? Well, thank you for the call. We'll go to the next caller after that. Actually, you know what? We only got 90 seconds left. Your thoughts in closing, Anthony?
Well, I think, honestly, that it's more of a spell than it is an MK Ultra. A lot of things changed after he went to go visit Rabbi Mendel Menachem's grave. I think that what they believe in is that a spirit never dies in Judaism in Kabbalah, and that they can actually take the spirit and put it into somebody else. And I think that Donald Trump is the red heifer that they put the spirit of this. Wow. They believe the Moshiach, they believe is the Messiah, Mendel Menachem Schneerson. If you guys don't know who that is, he is the leader of Chabad Lubavitch. He died a long time ago, I think in the 80s or the 90s. And I believe that they tried to invoke the spirit of Donald Trump. And that's why you see like his, you know, maybe not, but you see like his hands are like turning purple. His neck is turning purple. It almost looks like it's a demonic possession in my opinion.
Well, it's dark side interference. And you can't say Trump's not involved with the dark side anymore after the mass civilian slaughter and the inability of us to prevent further civilian slaughter by our supposed greatest ally. We're about to come back to you guys. We have more phenomenal callers waiting on the board. Fresh brisket on the board, just like Bucky's, Rex Jones, Anthony Graffio, here for the American Journal, here for the InfoWars Network, while we're still on the air, battling through the live airwaves. See you soon.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt Smarts. how iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15-20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. Now, I've been telling you this for decades, so they have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research, the human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information that the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer when they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document. The potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com if you're a VIP member for 50% off, regular customers 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation, total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you fill in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect, but it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get our Ultra Methylene Blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two, the same formula but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
Tim Tompkins, also here in the chair usually, and hosts American Journal with me. We're on Gray Area Thursday, Sunday, doing a three-hour show for you guys. Just come in, hang out with us. Always going to be live on Twitter, YouTube, Rumble, you name it. All under the same name, Gray Area Talks. It's a place to be. So you can go to Gray Area to listen to Conspiracy Talks as well, and we're going to have our own channel for that soon. But going back to Anthony Graffio, let's get back to more calls. Let's talk to Chad in Minnesota. Chad, number 7. How are you doing?
Hey, doing well. How are you guys doing?
Can't complain.
Good.
Right on. Yeah, man, this is it's just the synergy here is palpable. It's amazing. The caller, the previous caller, Jen, she was talking about Jesse Beltran and his nonlinear junction scanner and zeolite treating all of those implants, the things that nanotech. And they currently have it's on band.video. They have a segment called MI6 Agent Reveals a Weapon More Dangerous Than Nukes. And it goes through just an MI6 agent's explanation of this implant that he had. I believe it was a dental implant. And the voice modulation that they were putting through it, it's crazy. Everybody should watch that and then kind of take into consideration, maybe put on your full aluminum
tinfoil hat,
hazmat
your
suit,
aluminum
hazmat,
head covering,
a whole hazmat suit, and just go into it. Because it's actually what you were saying earlier about people being concerned about him. You know, is it Worm Tongue? Is it Paula White? You know, is it BB? Who knows what it is? But there's all sorts of things, and there needs to be an intervention. I mean, are we going to, can we get Paula White to call in as well? I mean, she'd be a great one to hear from. But I'm calling about the, I see this as like this 180 turn where Trump had the, they live glasses on and they were, for a lack of better term, I guess, MAGA glasses. And then what ended up happening is that instead of seeing the ace, you scrape off the A and there's an I on there and it's mega, you know, that's what we're seeing. I mean, it was like this false pretense of like thinking that we were going to get all these things done domestically or accomplished domestically. Like you were talking about, Anthony, or you guys were talking about with free energy or right. having an alternative energy. We need to get to that. And why are all of a sudden now we have 9 scientists, Air Force.
I'm very pleased.
And it's getting to the point. I mean, you talk about memory hold. How about the food distribution plants? What was it, like 130 that just all of a sudden were burned down?
Yeah. Yeah.
And now it's the same thing with the scientists and the free energy. I mean, what?
That's the thing. The point that I want to make off of what you're saying is that like we should be protecting these people, safeguarding them, taking care of our scientists, giving them the means to actually work on things that would better humanity, giving them the funding, peacetime funding for things that are being spent right now currently on war. I totally agree. You know what? You actually briefed me on this. I wasn't familiar with it beforehand. I'm definitely going to be watching that nanotech video. Maybe we can throw that up one more time so people can see that. That's on band.video. I also want to encourage people, network not going to be around forever. Everything on band.video, including the InfoWars film section with all my dad's classic documentaries, they're all free to download right now. So you can put that on your computer. You can repost it online in the future, preserve it. This video, other videos, everything like it. Band.video has got that really nifty download feature on every single thing you watch. You have the opportunity to download it for free. No copyright. So that's cool. Thank you so much, Chad, for the call. Let's go to Syed in Canada. Urgent message about demonic deep state. Syed, you're on the air.
Hey, Rex. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Here's something that I heard in 2018 from a very credible source. I'll tell you if you ask. It's basically that President Donald J. Trump exposed himself to a minor and propositioned her for sex. I'll just tell you now. I called the RCMP in 2018, and they told me that. So, yeah, that's all. So that's basically what would be compromising him at this stage, in my opinion. Any action needs to be taken, that would obviously be up to the authorities.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. We appreciate that point. Anthony, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I just want to pick up on like basically the theme of what everybody's talking about, that Donald Trump changed. And I agree he did change, but I think he was just better at hiding this stuff. If you look into history of who he actually was and the people that he ran with, such as like Roy Kahn, and, you know, he was given money by Wilbur Ross to get out of bankruptcy with his casino, Epstein. He ran pageantry with Jean-Luc Brunel and Johnny Casablancas. Trump's kind of always been this guy. It's just that we were all under the illusion that he was different. You know, these sure. are his, like he told Carolyn Leavitt, he told like a bunch of people. It was MTG. He told MTG, I can't release the Epstein
my
files.
My friends will get hurt.
My friends.
Yes.
Yeah. Just with your dad the other day that was said. So it's like this, he's always been this guy. He's always been bankrolled by these people. He's always been a Kabbalist. He said many of times he doesn't believe in repentance. So
you think about this and anomaly, and I've been on his streams before. He's a great guy, but I'm stealing this for him. This isn't an original thought. It's literally Epstein's friends on the TV telling you what to think. and like why you should go to war. Like, it's like Epstein's buddies are on TV telling you who to vote for, how to think, who to kill. It's just, it's completely insane. And that's why we do the show, Speak Truth to Power, bring all this to light, because once you're educated on it, it just becomes laughable and you're on the right side of history once you know the facts, what we believe in here. Let's go to Robert in Florida. Robert in Florida, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Your guy that you're talking with brought up is the whole sorcery thing. And if you look up the translation of MAGA in different languages, it literally says magician or wizardry or magic.
Well, yeah, because like the whatever the root word for like mage or whatever is. Here's the thing. Like, I think there's definitely some stuff where you can look at some language where they might be doing like sympathetic magic, might be laughing at people. I don't think this is one of those cases. I think it's just like a word concept fallacy. What are your thoughts, Anthony?
Actually, it means it's one of the highest levels of Satanism.
Mm. Yeah, explain that a little bit.
To be MAGA is the highest level of Satanism. If you look up like how like the Satanic Church runs, like being MAGA, like that's the actual word.
And just clarifying to the audience, we're not talking about like a boomer wearing a hat that likes Trump. We're talking about like some like magician rank that's also called that as well.
Well, we're talking basically like Order of the Golden Dawn, Aleister Crowley, you know, okay. Anton LaVey, like top level stuff.
Wow.
You know, there's a whole nother theory I won't get into now, but I suggest people look into it for themselves, that Donald Trump could possibly be the Moonchild, which was like Aleister Crowley's creation with Jack Parsons and L. Ron Hubbard to create this demonic ruler out of sex magic. So it's a whole another thing, born on a blood moon. So just the point I'm trying to make is that there's definitely dark magic that is a component to what's going on right now. And as believers in Christ, we're told that this is a spiritual war. So,
well, sure. We and when you go do the weird rituals that we as Christians don't believe in, when you go kiss or touch some sort of wall, or you have to write notes to somebody, or you go talk to the ancient rabbi or whatever to receive the, like the spiritual transfer or whatever, we're allowed to say that's weird. And here's the thing. It's what my dad's always said about the elites and the spirit cooking and all of it. It's not that we believe in it, because we don't believe in what they believe in. They believe in it. And that's that. And that's the problem. Like spirit cooking, like Maryma Abramovich like would do these like fake, of course they did real ones as well, speculation, that's my opinion, but they did these cookings of like blood and bodies, and people would go look at like macabre, like people ripped apart or like faux ripped apart or whatever. And it's just, it's also disgusting. So when we're saying stuff like this and someone's watching going like, they don't know what they're talking about, they're crazy, they don't believe in President Trump. And it's like, well, actually, have you been paying attention, bro? You know what put my dad on the map? Are you aware of what put my dad on the map? It was exposing the evil worship of Moloch, okay, at the Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, exactly. These people really do believe in this stuff. And
throw it up.
Marina Abramovich, all of them. Just horrible, disgusting people.
Yeah, and I just got confirmation from the crew that you're actually right about the rank of MAGA being like the fifth highest or whatever in the tiers.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the highest degree. The highest degree.
The highest degree.
Wow. Yeah. They like doing stuff like that because it's like laughing at people. They get off on that. Let's go to Carson in FEMA Region 2. Why Zionism is what it is. Carson, you're on the air.
Hi, how's it going? So I know you guys keep touching on it about the whole dispensational Scofield Bible type of thing. That needs to be significantly more deep dived and thoroughly explained to people, because if you kind of just brush over it, a lot of people probably don't even know what those things are. I guarantee you most of the boomers following this theological rot have never even heard of these concepts before, like what the word dispensationalism or the Scofield Bible or anything. They just go to church, do their thing, and think they're following the Lord, not realizing that there's this whole foundation stone that was set up in America probably close to 100 years ago when these Bibles started getting printed out. If you didn't know, the Scofield Bibles, they were printed out by Oxford University by the millions and were handed out to churches, pastors, everywhere they could throw these things out. They weren't even taking compensation for them a lot of the time, just because they wanted to spread this crap around as much as possible. A lot of the pastoring colleges that preachers go to, where they learn how to pastor and run churches, they teach this stuff at these colleges. That's why so many, this is why dispensationalism is such a foundational stronghold in the United States, because they don't teach this out in Africa. They don't teach this out in South America. Go outside of the West, they do not teach this rot in the Christian sects out there.
Right. Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. Appreciate a little bit of insight. Anthony, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a complete heresy. I agree completely. I mean, they are tricking people into this fake Christianity. It's this like bubblegum pop Christianity, and it's just not real, just so they can keep control. Like I said, Theodore Herzl and the people that created the modern state of Israel, they knew exactly what they were doing, and they all worked together to do this.
Yeah, I totally agree. Let's go to Dick in FEMA Region 4, the destruction of food and weather modification. You're on the air.
Good morning, Rex. First timer. Appreciate you guys, the whole posse. Bandot video, listening to it all.
Nice.
Safari's blocking Bandot video right now. But anyway, back to the geoengineering thing. Activity's really heavy now overhead. I must have seen 200 passes today. And they're having... It's reaching freezing temp. It's messing up the fruit trees and all, trying to get started here. I think we're going to see big-time food problems this year. It's been going on. I've been here. Father's working on my house every day outside looking at this crap going on. I watch the creek floods. I watch them jam all them hurricanes up our butt. I've seen stuff coagulated in the creek. I go outside at night, I hang out. In the middle of winter, you got black white flakes coming down like pollen. It's all,
we're seeing a lot of the same stuff around where we live as well, especially we talk about the spraying. And this is something just on record, like chemtrails. It's like conspiracy theory where they denigrate you, like, it's not real. But then they're like, yes, right. We put additives in the fuel to control the weather and hot. We can do it. Thank you for the call. We were short on time here. Anthony, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I'm a big believer in chemtrails. If you want to see a good documentary, my friend actually came out with one. It's called Climate Trails. It's on Amazon Prime. He like watered it down so people could just normies could understand it. But there's whistleblowers in there. And this is a real thing. I mean, there's laws literally in Florida that say that geoengineering needs to be stopped. And it's not being stopped. Right. I think that's just Ron DeSantis trying to tickle the feather to people in Florida to make it feel like, he's against this. But this is a war crime, in my opinion. They're poisoning the American people. So I'm totally against it, and I agree.
All right, we got a real like red pill, blue pill here. So we got someone on the line that wants to talk about how we should rename the show The Dead Zone because there's too much Trump hate, which I love. Shout out to you, Marcus from Idaho.
Let's go.
And then we've got Matt Baker. Hold on, don't take him just yet. Then we got Matt Baker, who is an awesome guy, Dreadhead Alex Jones, out there in California, who wants to talk about the reason for the ceasefire in Iran. Okay, both of you, y'all get a minute or two. We get a minute or two to respond. Marcus in Idaho, you're on the air. Give us your thoughts about the dear leader.
Hello. I am definitely a Trump supporter. I love him. I'm always on the Trump train. And you guys, your derangement is just, it's worse than NPR. I mean, NPR is like sounding totally sane when I listen to you and your dad. And it started with Owen, and it just, the TDS has nonstop with you guys. It's like you're trying to recreate the Mueller report only with tinfoil hats. It's fucking crazy.
What does Trump's taint taste like, sir?
Trump,
yummy,
is
yummy.
The man, he has created an America which will change the world for the rest of our lifetime in a better way.
And yeah, what do you think about the war crimes that were committed in this illegal war of aggression? Do you support the war?
What did Iran turn around and say, we're going to destroy your salination plants and your and your power structures? They just turned around and said, that's what we're going to do to you. I mean, it's
in
crazy.
Retaliation. It's like, you do understand that.
It wasn't in retaliation. It was saying this whole thing. Iran has been saying, we're going
to
destroy you.
Why did we go to war with Iran?
Because they said, we're going to destroy you as soon as we get the chance, and they've been working hard on it.
It's not true.
They're like 86%.
It's a total Zionist lie.
86%.
You've been propagandized, brother. I'm sorry you've been propagandized. Like,
you guys are so off the charts, and it's really upsetting. It's hard to listen
to. Well, you do understand that we voted for no new wars.
You guys are liberals. All right? Just own it. No, we're not.
You guys are liberals. No, do you listen to Mark Levin? Yeah. Is Mark Levin your buddy?
You're going to have to eat your own ass, man. You're going to have to
that's what you do.
Up and eat your own ass.
Anthony, your thoughts on this. And here, we'll take a break. We've talked over each other a fair bit. I want to give us a minute and then give you a minute, and we'll take one more minute. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, I heard there's a Grindr convention that's going to be at the next CPAC. I think you should go over there and go check it out. Yeah, Trump is a war criminal. Trump is literally hiding the Epstein files. He's having dinners with people like Bill Gates. He's doing everything against what we voted for, and you're just a cult worshiper. I thought this was a joke at first. I thought you were making a joke.
No,
I can't believe you're a real human, to be honest with you.
Your response.
My response, you guys really should be on the Mueller report, on the Team Tinfoil Hat Mueller report, because all you have is insults. You try to say that I'm gay. It's like, yeah. The reality of the situation is Trump is doing something for America, and you guys can't handle that.
What's he doing?
That
destroying the country?
What's he doing?
You didn't respond to, what do you think about the Epstein files? What do you think about this illegal war? What do you think about the failed economy we're going to have now?
I'm glad he got rid of Bondi. She was a disgrace.
But she works for him. He's her boss. You understand?
Now you do.
I mean, how many
now you do. Now you care about it. Now you care about it. I guarantee you, you were championing her. I guarantee you, you were championing her not even a month ago, saying that she's doing a good job. I'll bet you.
I have been calling for her ouster for the last 6-8 months, a year.
Sure.
At the end of the day, hold on. Let's take a break here. Let's take a pause. Trump is the boss, is he not? Is he the King Don? What he says goes?
He is the president. He is the number one person in America. He is.
So he should take the responsibility for his actions, right?
The actions that America takes are according to the commander-in-chief, yes.
Okay, so it's really not Bondi that's the problem then. The problem seems to be dear leader, Donald Trump, is it
not? No, when she slow walked things and wasn't doing her job, then and there was other people inside of that DOJ.
But she did do her job. She covered up the Epstein file like he told her to do.
No, she didn't. And no, he didn't. There was, if it had come out at the right time and everything, then it would have been good. I mean, there was other things that had to happen, and so that was just like, you know, all right, this is a distraction already. Until we get this out,
what would
there.
It take? This is the last question I'll ask. I appreciate the honesty on the call. What would it take for you to break with Trump? If they used a nuke on Iran, would it make you break with Trump?
No.
Nope.
Yeah.
You proudly say no. You tacitly support that kind of action that wouldn't make you cut bait on Trump.
I'm not cutting bait in him. He is the serious man for the job. I think he was not appointed by God, but blessed by God in the position that he's in.
Oh,
and it's kind of like David. It's like David in the Bible. I mean, when he did all kinds of stuff, but who was God's chosen man. And because of that fact, it's not.
Trump prophesied in the Bible? Do you think he's prophesied in the Bible?
No, he's not.
Hold on. Donald Trump literally said out of his own mouth, I don't think I'm going to make it into heaven. Like, that should tell you everything right there, bro.
What do you think about that?
What do I think about that? I think that if he believes in Christ, then he is definitely loved by God. And
he practices Judaism, right? You know, he's Jewish.
He doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't. He didn't even put his hand on the Bible.
Yes. You're very upset that we're attacking the president that practices Judaism openly.
No, he does not. He's Christian. He has Christian pastors around him. He has put in his hand on the
Bible.
Is Paul
White a Christian pastor? The lady that talks to demons and dresses in a red devil suit, is she a pastor to you?
He came out and said Happy Easter. How many times did Barack Obama or your guy?
He came out and said Happy Easter. Maybe he'll say Merry Christmas as well. That's a great achievement. What about the 160 girls he killed? What about that school? What about that elementary school?
What about? You guys just own it. Call yourself the dead zone. You're liberals. That's just the problem.
Go back to the nursing home and check yourself out and have fun, man. Because like, here's the thing: your political thought is dead and dying in this country. We're the future. This is the zeitgeist. The American people are tired of having a boot on their neck. We're tired of the occupation. And you're a loyalist, just like in the days of the American Revolution. You're loyal to the crown, and we reject you. Thank you for the call. All right. Closing us out here. Matt Baker's on the line. Just want to say hi to Matt Baker. Matt, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good. And when I have to go, I'm dying. Brain fail. We got to have to go. I'm out there dying.
Dude, we're under Mark Levin attack today. We've had Mark Levin twice.
Anyway, well,
that's what the last caller show, was. That's what the last caller was just saying. Did you catch any of that?
Oh my god! Oh, dude, it was so hard because I had all my talking points, and he was just driving me up the wall. Everything he was saying was getting my mind going. What the fuck is Greg talking about?
Right.
Oh my god! Such a homo. Anyway, I called him with my own point. I actually called Harrison yesterday after the show and was telling him my theory. First person I know that actually brought this up is me. Maybe people are coming around to it now, but everyone's like, why? We lost the war. We lost the war. We did this ceasefire, and it's got all these things for Iran and Iran's great victories and all this and that. Nobody can figure it out. And while it's nice having the ceasefire, I mean, sure. I couldn't believe right away, even on Suleiman, they're just like all celebrating. I'm like, are you guys high? Like, this has been going for 5 seconds. We're dealing with Israel here. Like, you really think this is going to stick? Like, what is wrong with everybody? Like, people are so brainwashed because they just want it over. Like, they're just like, oh my God, it's over. Yay. Like, Suleiman's doing like a victory lap. Well, it's nice knowing you guys. It's the Vietnam, you guys. You know, breaking news. But anyway, to get to the point is, I believe the reason for the ceasefire is that Trump was dying a death of a PR war. It was a horrific PR war.
Yes.
He was now trying to go to nuclear war with people that we literally attacked for no reason. And all of the propaganda was not working. All of the PR was not working. So basically, it's a PR judo flip. So what they're going to do is they're going to say, Trump's going to come out and he's going to say, we tried peace. We wanted peace. We gave them everything. We gave them the greatest deal. The greatest deal ever, but they didn't want the deal. They don't want peace. So basically, he's resetting the clock to say, now we wanted peace. Now we're in a peace times all of a sudden again. And then when either the false flag or Israel or something pops off, something will happen. And then it will be like, we have to respond to their attack now. Because they didn't get that in the first time. The American people weren't behind him. And so now he needs this PR
excellent judo flip, futurism. We're coming up here on The Alex Jones Show. Matt Baker heralding us into today's Alex Jones Show. Rex Jones, Anthony Graffio here, American Journal for you. Thank you so much for calling in, Matt. You guys want to stay tuned. My dad's coming up. All right. Shameless total plug for myself. 50%off.com. As it's spelled, 50%off.com. I sell Knockout Sleep Support. I still have that product. If you miss it, you want it, buy it there. 50%off.com. Thank you very much.
In a world where globalist, depopulationist principalities and powers of the air have been adding, spraying, and inundating humans with heavy metals, chemicals, and toxins, TheAlexJonesStore.com would like to introduce a new way to remove them from your body from the inside out. Introducing Zeolite. Zeolites are a group of crystal-like porous minerals that are found where molten stone meets water. From the Greek zeo, to boil, and lithos, or light, meaning stone, this unique network of tiny little holes and channels found in zeolite absorb and remove harmful substances like heavy metals, chemicals, and other toxins. So don't delay. Start the process of removing unwanted toxins from your body and put some skin in the game of the info war today by going to TheAlexJonesStore.com and picking up a bottle of zeolite.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fights will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.